it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for Ninja Foodie fried chicken. What I absolutely love about air fryers is their ability to make the best ever fried chicken without needing to shallow fry them like you see happening in films like In The Help. You know, I absolutely love fried chicken, but of course it's the calories that go with it. But doing it in the air fryer is a brilliant alternative. I can't remember the first time I did fried chicken in the air fryer. I think it was maybe early 2016. It was just such a long time ago now, but it was absolutely delicious. So now when I do fried chicken, I can rotate it. I can do it in the Ninja Foodie, like we're showing you today, normal air fryer basket. You can even do it in the air fryer ovens as well. It's just totally up to you which one you do it in. So, for making a Ninja Foodie fried chicken, I've actually done it just with chicken drumsticks, but you can of course do chicken thighs as well, or like we do, you buy your chicken legs and then you chop them up into drumsticks and thighs. And then of course in the Ninja Foodie basket, you can only hold so many at the same time, so you will have to do it in batches. So what we recommend you do is grab all your ingredients and create a production line first. This is because then you can go from bowl to bowl to bowl, air fry them, and then you're done. So ingredients that we used was 10 chicken drumsticks, 3 eggs, 250 grams of breadcrumbs. I say just pour a load of breadcrumbs into a bowl until you run out. I know, but it's just easy to say it like that. 100 grams of plain flour, 5 tablespoons of southern fried chicken seasoning, 1 tablespoon of sweet paprika, 1 tablespoon of oregano, about 3 tablespoons of black pepper, and some salt and pepper. And then some extra virgin olive oil spray for making your breaded chicken even better. So like I said, start with a production line. Have one bowl for your eggs, which you need to beat them. One for your flour and a third for your breadcrumbs. Season the flour with salt and pepper and then add the extra pepper as well. Because if you think, when you have a KFC, you can always taste that peppery taste. And then add in any other seasoning to your breadcrumbs and make sure each bowl is well mixed. And then generously season the chicken drumsticks with salt and pepper. Then load the chicken drumsticks into the flour, egg, and then the breadcrumbs, making sure it is drenched in each bowl. Load your chicken into the Ninja Foodie trivet in the lower side down position. So it's kind of like you've put the trivet upside down. Place the air fryer lid on the Ninja Foodie and cook for 10 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit. When it beeps, turn the chicken over with tongs, season with extra salt and spray with a little extra virgin olive oil. Cook for another 10 minutes at the same temperature and your chicken should be done. But of course, thermometer, thickest part. And then when you've done that, you want it to read at least 70 Celsius on the thermometer. And another thing, when we did it, we could fit 5 drumsticks in our Ninja Foodie basket at once. So if you're doing 10 drummers like we are, it's 2 batches. And then, of course, you could use something else in there if you've got a favourite accessory. But we find the trivet upside down also keeps them in place and it's just brilliant. And then if you head over to RecipeThis.com, search Ninja Foodie Fried Chicken and you can find step-by-step photos, free printable recipe card, and a video showing you exactly how to do this. And Chef Dom will also be showing you how to bread the chicken correctly for the best results.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to head over to recipethis.com as we have a Ninja Foodie category just dedicated to our Ninja Foodie recipes. As well as that, you'll find a Ninja Foodie cookbook that is jam-packed with Ninja Foodie recipes that you can download and then print and follow along at home.